Every week, new field directors, political staff, and fundraisers join the effort to re-elect McConnell. But while they have the same goal, they don't have the same boss. Some of the staffers work for McConnell's campaign, others work for the Republican Party of Kentucky, and others work for super PACs. Scott Jennings is in that last category. He's a longtime political operative who has worked on two presidential campaigns and for McConnell in the past. This year, he's working with the newly formed Kentuckians for Strong Leadership and the Kentucky Opportunity Coalition, which has just begun running ads supporting conservative ideas.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Jennings controls these organizations from an East Louisville office, which he shares with the PR firm he founded this year. Jennings says conservative interest in the race has picked up now because supporters respect the role McConnell has played in blocking President Barack Obama's agenda.
And I think that's why you're seeing such an early formation of a political apparatus designed to reelect him, because he's done a good job and he's done right by the state of Kentucky. And that's why you have, I think, some of these folks interested in doing what they're doing.
In the post-Citizens United world, people like Jennings are the backup, the reinforcement for traditional campaigns. They can't directly coordinate with candidates, but they have the knowledge and money to stay on point and rally supporters. McConnell's interaction with the state party is another story. To say the senator is orchestrating the Republican Party of Kentucky's ground game is an understatement. The party headquarters is named after him, and Chairman Steve Robertson says the RPK's reelection campaign began months ago.
The Republican Party of Kentucky is moving full steam ahead, and I'm really blessed that Senator Mitch McConnell has recognized the critical importance of these activities, and he's made a very substantial commitment to the state Republican Party to help us raise the money to make sure we can execute this plan.
But the goal for Robertson isn't just McConnell's reelection, it's Republican domination.
We are operating under the assumption that we're going to have a U.S. Senate race in 2014, but we're also operating under the assumption that we're going to have a program to try and grow our state Senate majority. We're going to have a very aggressive program to try and seal the deal on the Kentucky State House of Representatives and create the first ever Republican majority in nearly a century.
On the Democratic side, the scene is different. It's a lot quieter. Super PACs, fundraisers, and candidates are all practically non-existent. Former state treasurer and Kentucky Democratic Party chairman Jonathan Miller says the party is stuck looking for the right candidate, and he resents claims that the Democrats are lagging behind the GOP.
I think it's really unfair to say that, because I think Democrats right now are urgently trying to find a candidate. They understand that we are not able to go through the process of building the infrastructure and raising the money until we have identified someone.
Many Democrats have opted not to run, and Miller says once a candidate, any candidate, is in place, Democrats can build their own machine to battle McConnell's.
Until we have a candidate, you're not going to be seeing the same sort of efforts from Washington to help supplement what's going on back here.
But in politics, time equals money. And while McConnell, the state party, and various super PACs gain supporters, staff, and dollars, the Democrats are still waiting for a name they can put on the ballot. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Kenny Colston.